Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are rape and explicit sexual content.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this comes from M, and it says, "Thank God, now I can work in smut in peace."
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And this month, we made Riley read Road Rage Daddy by May Alder, and she's going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, I am. We begin in Harley's POV, and her car just lost power steering on a Houston freeway. I'd lose my shit.
Oh, no.
That sounds terrifying.
I'd crash everywhere. She's screaming out her apologies to other drivers as she is literally yanking her steering wheel with all her might so that she doesn't crash into an 18-wheeler next to her. She drifts into another lane, making her way to an exit, cutting off a black Super Duty pickup. She bought this stick shift car off a friend of a friend a week ago for $750, and clearly you get what you pay for. She's on her way to her brother and his wife's house. She's got to ask them for either help with tuition or a place to stay, and she hates both options. Her brother's wife doesn't like her for some reason, so she is absolutely dreading this. And their names are Luther and Marcia.
Oh, wow.
Terrible names. Harley is driving down the off-ramp with that big-ass black truck riding her ass behind her. There's nothing around except for a small abandoned parking lot, no businesses, and no people. And then before she knows it, the truck comes to a screeching stop next to her, and she immediately starts screaming. He hasn't gotten out of his car, she hasn't got out, she hasn't seen him, and she's immediately just screaming. I thought it was so funny, I don't know why.
Instant panic?
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be helping her, but I fear... This is Road Rage Daddy.
Daddy's not gonna help. The driver door of the truck swings open and a big old angry cowboy hops out. And she's still screaming. And he reaches in and yanks the keys out of her ignition and says, "You got a goddamn death wish, Missy?" And she just keeps screaming. She's still screaming and he tells her to shut the hell up. She automatically shuts her yap and then takes a good look at him. Pressed black button-down shirt, starchiest of starchy jeans, and black cowboy boots. And she can't help notice how hot he is. Starchy jeans also, yuck.
Yeah, that sounds really uncomfortable.
I don't know how people wear those.
"Holy shit, you're the hottest man I've ever seen in real life," I blurt with a scratchy throat. "You could be a model. Dumb. So fucking dumb. I'm gonna die." He blinks while his jaw drops open momentarily. "Harley?" That deep, gritty voice, that little scar on the edge of his chin where his puppy had accidentally nipped him too hard while play fighting when he was a kid. "Emmett?" Oh my god, they know each other.
They know each other.
Uh-oh.
She hasn't seen her brother's former best friend in 7 years. Emmett and her brother are 10 years older than her. And she's 20. So they're 30. Hey.
Okay. Oh.
But she's always had a crush on him. And it turns out Harley's brother, Luther, his wife, Marcia, actually left Emmett for Luther years ago. And Harley is thinking like, damn, Emmett used to be this skinny kid and now he's buff as fuck and so hot.
So that's her sister-in-law's ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
T, and she's on her way to their house?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And her brother... He used to be best friends with Emmett, but they're not best friends. They hate each other now.
The betrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He broke bro code.
Well, we'll see. She's just blurting every thought that comes to mind, and Emmett grabs her shirt and pushes her against the car and asks what the hell is wrong with her. Why would she call a man who is screaming in her face sexy? He shakes her a little, like a rag doll. Harley slaps at his arms and tells him sorry, it just slipped out, and that he is walking, talking sex on boots. He shakes her again, and she tells him he's hurting her, so he pulls her into a big bear hug, so tight it's hard for her to breathe. He asks for her phone, and she asks why, and he tells her he's gonna call her parents so her daddy can come spank her for driving like that.
Ooh.
And then we learn Harley's parents were very shitty growing up, just partying in and out of jail, so she's like, they wouldn't care anyway. Also, don't call my dad daddy.
Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, okay. Let's
say you're going to have him come spank my 20-year-old butt.
Yeah, yuck.
Weird.
But like, what if he was the daddy? That would be hot.
I think he's going to be.
We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
She tells Emmett she doesn't have a cell phone. She sold it for gas money. He doesn't believe her and goes through her purse, but finds nothing. So he does like a formal body search on her. He used to be a cop. Not a cop anymore, but used to be a cop. She's pressed against the truck and he's running his hands up and down her body. He pushes her bra up and squeezes her tits, and Harley is like, okay, don't think this is how it's supposed to be done. His hands move to the waistband of her jeans and he unzips her pants. Harley is like, oh my God, no, please don't do this. And Emmett tells her to calm down. If she was a good girl, he wouldn't have to search her. She's lightheaded and has nothing left in her to fight him off.
I think this is why he's not a cop anymore.
Yeah.
He's definitely an ICE agent.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely an ICE agent.
Sometimes women hide things in other places they shouldn't. He strokes his middle finger between my pussy lips, parting them. Deep inside where they think no one will find them. I bite my lip, screwing my eyes shut when he moves his finger lower until he can slip the tip of his middle finger inside me, where their bodies were designed to stretch to fit all kinds of things. I tremble as his finger explores me, my core clenching around his forced intrusion. Maybe, like, just say no.
She did.
She did.
Or, like, punch him.
You are victim blaming right now, Jenna.
What is she wearing?
Yeah, true. She's probably dressed like a slut.
Yeah, this will happen if you're dressed like a slut.
Yeah.
She's probably asking for it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
This is all sarcasm. Fuck anyone who agrees.
He's pressed against her and asks if this is where she's hiding it as he plunges a finger deep inside her.
Did you lube up and stretch yourself so you could hide your phone in here, or are you hiding something else? Why would she put her phone in her vagina?
Literally. Everyone now has like an iPhone. That's not going up my vagina.
I mean, it probably could if you tried really hard. As long as it wasn't like a Pro Max.
Yeah, I'm looking at my phone like, hell no.
Right.
Harley tells him this is fucking crazy and she's not hiding a cell phone up her vagina. He tells her he doesn't believe her. And she tells him it doesn't matter how hot he is. He's fucking psychotic. And now we're in Emmett's point of view. He knows he should stop, but he just can't, and he won't. Harley is no longer his best friend's little sister. She's all woman now, and he wants her.
He's all, I know I should stop, but I don't want to, so.
I'm not gonna.
Open up.
I'm pretty sure that's like how all men like that think.
Nasty.
Gross.
Choose the bear.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly. And we learn a little lore here. Turns out, Marsha left Emmett for Harley's brother, Luther, because she couldn't stand how kind and attentive Emmett was to Harley when they were younger. Mind you, when they were kids, Harley was 10 years younger than them. So, like, I'm sure he had no sexual attraction to her at that time. And her parents were shitty. But Marsha's like, ew, you like a kid.
How dare he be nice to a neglected little girl? How dare you be nice to her?
Yeah, kick her when she's down. But Emmett has never told Harley that. Emmett has been preparing his home for a wife and family for the past 5 years, and he feels like Harley is the one for him. This man has his entire home ready for a family. Kids' rooms already.
Oh no.
Yeah. I'm like, that's weird as fuck. That's weird. I'd be weirded out if I was her.
Someone goes over to his house for a first date, and he's like, yeah, so this is where our future kids are going to sleep.
And then I'd be like, I'm going to call an Uber.
Yeah.
Harley needs a man, a daddy, with a firm hand to guide her. And that's precisely what I'm going to give her, starting with my firm fingers and her tight cunt.
God. And they're on an off-ramp, right?
Well, they're like right near an off-ramp. There's like a little dirt patch near it.
Good Lord.
He now slides in a second finger and tells her daddy's going to find whatever she's hiding. And Harley is like, oh my God, what the fuck? Please stop. As a few tears roll down her cheeks. He takes his fingers out and brings her over to the tailgate, and he bends her over with his hand gripping the back of her neck. She tells him no and asks him why he's doing this, and he tells her he needs a better angle to find what she's hiding as he starts tugging her shoes and pants off. She screams at him that she's not hiding anything, and he's like, why the hell is your pussy so lubed up then? And she screams at him that it's not lube. He brings two fingers from her puss up to her face, and he's like, so you're telling me you're not turned on? And she's like, I'm ovulating. And he's already imagining her pregnant, and this gets him even harder.
Ew.
And if you can't tell by now, Harley is a virgin, but Emmett does not know that.
Oh, he's a predator.
Yeah.
Also, what if she has an IUD and he like feels the string and he's like, what's this antenna?
That's your phone. Yeah. Get it out of there.
Emmett plunges two fingers in her again, but even deeper this time, and Harley cries out in pain. Emmett says shit and takes his fingers out, which are now covered in light pink blood. He says he thought she was ovulating, not on her period, and Harley cries and says she's not on her period. And Emmett is like, ah, you're a virgin, aren't ya?
Not anymore.
Oh, baby, come here, I croon, lifting and spinning her in my arms, wrapping one around her waist. I palm the back of her head as I hold her to my chest, where her head barely reaches my collarbones. You are a good girl, aren't you? Just like I remembered. Kept your legs closed and your virginity intact, waiting to give yourself to the right man, yeah?
Yeah, not you.
Ew, doesn't he just sound gross?
Yeah, I don't like him.
I hate him. She tells him she was saving it for her husband. And in Emmett's head, he's like, oh my God, she was saving it for me.
Fucking freak.
Get out of here, Emmett.
I know.
So he's being nice and sweet now. And then he drags her into the backseat of his truck, forcing her on her back and gets on top of her between her legs.
Ugh. Please stop. Let me go. Don't. She gasped when I unbuttoned and unzipped my jeans, shoving them down to my knees to free my hard cock. Oh my God, Emmett, are dicks normally that big?
Well, don't take that too seriously from a virgin.
Yeah, for real.
It's like 4.5 inches.
It's just a little chode.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, not normally, but it's like really big.
Yeah, mine's huge. He laughs and then starts sucking on her clitty. Harley throws her head back, hitting it on the window, and Emmett tells her he doesn't want her to hurt herself when daddy's trying to make her feel good, and she tells him he's not her daddy, you sick fuck. He goes back to munching on her vagina, and Harley is just moving around wildly. She's like somewhat enjoying it, but also like trying to get away from him.
Yeah, what a pickle.
That it is a pickle.
Frustrated, I bite the inside of her right thigh. If you don't quit squirming right now, Missy, I nip her again in the same spot. I'll bite you hard enough to draw blood until you learn how to behave. Now, be a good girl and hold still so daddy can make you come. Oh my God. This poor girl.
I know.
Ew.
Also, she's like selling all of her possessions and like about to be homeless, and her power steering just went out, and now this man is assaulting her.
Yeah. She like says that in the book. She's like, I'm at the lowest point in my life.
Yeah.
How much worse can this get?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Harley moans and just accepts her fate. He starts fingering her as he's eating her out, and she's actually starting to like it. They're making out, and then he lines his dick up to her entrance and slowly sinks in.
You're not a virgin anymore. You're mine. Harley snaps her eyes open, fear and pleasure blowing her pupils wide. And I'm never letting you go, wife.
Oh my God.
He's DeLulu.
Literally insane. We're back in Harley's point of view, and she's pissed. It doesn't matter how amazing this feels. She was saving herself, and he took that from her. He's still fucking her, and she asks him why as she cries and moans. She asks him if he's doing this to get back at Luther, and Emmett tells her he doesn't give a shit about Luther. She tells him he's punishing her because of her brother, and he says, nay, nay.
You hear that sloppy, wet sound your pussy makes every time I fill you? With the way you're dripping from me, I'd say you're enjoying it, loving it even.
Okay, Mr. Manipulator.
I know, don't gaslight her.
Or he ripped her hymen and it's blood, because he's a rapist.
Yeah, a literal rapist. She moans and arches her back because she is in fact loving it now at this point. She asks him if he's going to come, and he tells her he's going to fill her pussy with everything he's got. And she wraps her legs around him even tighter.
He tells her to come for daddy, for her husband, and she does. And then boom, she's unconscious.
Did he hit her?
No, she was just passed out. She's not asleep, but like blacked out. Also, I didn't put it in here and I don't know why. Her hands were tied up during this. When he put her in the back of the car and like forced her down, he used his belt to tie her to like the handle.
I hope she goes straight to the police station.
Yeah, me too. Emmett has basically the best orgasm of his life. He has never felt this good before.
You're not on birth control, are you? I grunt when my softening cock jerks threatening to harden. Because I'm throwing that shit out if you are. As my wife, she won't need it. Not until we're done having kids. Even then, I'll probably have a vasectomy so she won't have to deal with any of the nasty side effects my ex-girlfriends did.
Just wants to get her pregnant.
Very presumptuous.
I know.
Crazy.
Harley doesn't answer him, so Emmett starts to panic a wee bit, but then checks her pulse and she's still breathing, so he's like, fucked her so good she blacked out.
You raped her so good she blacked out.
Yeah. He leaves her in his backseat as he goes to her car to grab all her things. When he gets back to his truck, Harley is gone. She's half naked and staggering towards the road. Emmett chases after her and grabs her and tells her not to scare him like that, and she's like, what the fuck? I'm the one that's scared. He's delusional. He tells Harley, this is for life now, baby. He puts her back in the back seat of the truck and removes her shirt and bra. She'll be less likely to run away completely naked. They drive to Emmett's farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere, and Harley sleeps the entire way there. She's still sleeping, and he carries her inside onto his bed. All he can think about is impregnating her and living a beautiful life with her. So he drops trow and crawls on top of her, slowly entering her. She stirs awake and starts to panic and cry, and he asks if they're happy tears, and she's like, God, no. He can tell she's thirsty, so he runs and grabs her water and brings it back to her. When he got back to the room, she was trying to climb out of the window, so he brought her back to the bed and laid her on her stomach, and as she drank water, he, like, enters her from behind. And at this point, she kind of just, like, gives up and is not fighting him anymore, so she just lays there kind of limp. She's not crying. She's not fighting him. So he stops fucking her. And he's like, Harley? He's like, what's going on? What's wrong?
Oh, I don't know. What could possibly be wrong right now?
I know. And so he's like, oh, she's not resisting. Something must be wrong.
Oh, my God.
Harley asks him why he stopped. And he takes a minute to answer. And Harley says, knew it. And Emmett asks, knew what? And Harley tells him it's clear. He only wanted her when she was struggling. He took her virginity from her because he could. He's a selfish monster. All the husband and wife stuff was bullshit, clearly. Emmett is shocked and tells her no, not at all. She asks, how many other women has he raped and kidnapped like this? Emmett winces at this, and Harley tells him she really could have loved him and gave him all of her, but not like this. A little tussle then ensues, and she kind of stabs him. Like, nothing major, but she, like, grabs a knife from the kitchen and, like, slashes his chest. So now he just has an 8-inch gash.
Good. As she should.
I know. And then she also kicks him after stabbing him and then takes his truck and leaves.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, go, girl.
Free truck.
She's panicked and scared, but somehow makes it to her brother's house.
Wait, she's still naked?
Okay. Sorry. I left out some parts. She gets to his truck and, like, she is like, shit, I have to go and drive to my car and get all my stuff. But then she looks in the bed of the truck and sees that Emmett grabbed all her things. So she was like, oh, he did one nice thing for me. So she got some clothes.
Because he was going to move her in.
Yeah.
He said, you're going to wear these forever.
Yeah. This is your only wardrobe now.
Ugh.
She knocks on the door of her brother's house and he just opens it and says, what's up? He looks disheveled with crumbs in his beard and there's screaming kids in the background that he just tells to shut the fuck up. This makes Harley sad because she very clearly looks fucked up. Tear stains down her face, her clothes are a mess, her hair is a rat's nest, and all he says is, what's up? She asks to come in and he reluctantly agrees. Their house is a pigsty and the kids are filthy and look miserable. The only clean thing in that house seems to be Marsha. Marsha is shocked to see Harley and like smirks at her and then invites her in to sit down and tells Harley to tell her everything. Emmett is very proud of his girl for standing up to him. It's what he deserves for being a selfish monster. He wars with himself on whether he should let Harley be or go after her. But then he imagines another man taking care of her, impregnating her, caring for her children. And he absolutely cannot have this.
Gross.
She'd probably be better off.
She should have gone straight to the police department and not her brother's house.
Yeah, for real.
Or like the hospital, actually.
Something. Something, girl. Come on. Resources. He takes an Uber to Luther's because he knows that's where she's at. He gets to Luther and Marcia's house and can hear kids crying and fighting from outside. He just goes right in because the front door isn't locked and the place is a nasty dump. Marcia is excited as hell to see Emmett and saunters over to him, and he just like shoves her away.
Get out of here, woman. I rip my shirt and bandage off. Harley, I'll be the man you want. You need. I don't care that you almost stabbed me. I'll let you carve me up anywhere you want as many times as it takes for you to get even and forgive me. I pound my chest until the wound reopens, spilling more blood to show her how serious I am. I promise I'll do anything, baby. Anything.
He doesn't even know her. That gave me the fucking ick when I was reading the book. I was like, ew.
Nasty. Very Mark Wahlberg in Fear.
Harley runs to him with a baby in her arms and says, thank God. Harley looks even more fucked up than she did when she left Emmett, so he asks what happened to her. Also, the baby is her nephew, not her baby. She didn't just get pregnant and pop out a baby.
I figured it was, yeah.
And Harley tells him that she told Marcia and Luther she was going to call CPS on them, and Marcia attacked her. And Emmett says, what the fuck? Marcia is still trying to jump Emmett's bones, and he tells her to back the hell off.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's allowed to attack Harley.
Yeah. Like, think about this poor girl. No money. Car broke down. Got raped by this man. Goes to her brother's house. He doesn't want to fucking see her. Sees her nieces and nephews covered in, like, fucking shit. And then gets attacked by her sister-in-law.
She's having a bad day.
Yeah. I think I'd kill myself.
Yeah, I'd probably run into a tree. Like, full speed.
I'd just go running, like, on the freeway or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go pretend to be a speed bump somewhere.
Yeah, for real. Emmett is shaming Luther and telling him how much of a pathetic loser he is. And Luther is like, come on, man. I'm not that bad. And Emmett just tells him to shut the fuck up. And then he tells Marcia the exact same, how she's just as bad as a piece of shit as he is. Emmett and Harley tell them they're taking the kids, and Marcia and Luther almost seem relieved. A little tussle somewhat ensues between them in the front yard, and cops end up showing up. But Emmett used to be a cop, so he's not worried. He just points over to Luther, and then Luther and Marcia get arrested.
Can you imagine having a literal rapist point at you and be like, you're a piece of shit?
Yeah.
Like, oh, pot and kettle.
Right?
Sorry, brother. We're both pieces of shit.
Uh-huh.
They're all pieces of shit in this story. The only one that's not a piece of shit are the kids and Harley.
Yeah. Literal victims.
So everyone ends up going to the hospital. The kids, Emmett, and Harley. And for Emmett's, you know, 8-inch stab wound on his chest, they said that Marcia did it. So Harley didn't get in trouble.
Okay.
Then they take ownership of the kids. They have kids now.
They got together after that?
Yeah. Harley, Emmett, and the four kids end up moving into Emmett's farmhouse. At first, Harley wasn't sure if she'd want to live with Emmett, but she knows she loves him. The kids call them mom and dad, and they have never been happier. The end.
That is absolutely batshit crazy.
What?
I know.
This reads more like a horror story.
I just kind of had the ick the whole time.
Yeah, me too. I didn't even read it. I'm speechless.
The end was a plot twist. I'll tell you that. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @SmutUpAndListenPodcast and on TikTok at @SmutUpAndListen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.